Shusavi Mori. Volim my stomach cloth by Gimel. The Sugya had to be noik by Kresh Shal Bracha by Bexa Mosin. The Makov is in Gumar Brachis and Dr. Nalef. Gumar Begzal, Esset Varim, 10 things. The person is supposed to be noik by Kresh Shal Bracha. Gumar Shal Bracha, Hadaka, Shtifa, Chayim Olay. Then Ito Ve'itof. Then having in two hands, Lais Biminoi, bringing all the Kaka or Tefach. And then your eyes, not Masiach Das. Yesh Oimim, you go send it to maternal Anshe Beisoi. So we have this 10 plus 1, again, if the Elam where the Torah slowly, and the Bach points out. That's him, he seems to put the idea of the right hand together with two hands, together as one. And therefore he counts the idea of sending it to maternal Anshe Beisoi as being part of the 10. That means either we have 10 or 1, or the way the Torah quotes it, 10 altogether. It was Mamshech brings down a memory from Yochanan. Ein lanu el arba ulvad. We only have four of these 10. The first four, Hadacha Shtifa Chayim Mali. So Shaila is, do we passing like this of Yochanan, and how far to take his Yisoy? So the way the Torah brings down for the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam over there only says four of them. Echnami, he says of Yochanan, Hadacha Shtifa Chayim Mali. Not more than that. Fertosius in the Sugyo, Maisa's cap is shver. The Gemara goes on further, discussing what's the halacha. Rabbi Yochanan himself, yeah, pick it up with the right hand. Can your left hand help you out? Cannot help you out. So you see from the sugya, Rabbi Yochanan himself seems to understand that we go more than these four cases over here. Therefore, the Ben Yoyin of the Maisa, how he paskins, he said, "Echanami, we pass like far with them. The first four, Adocha Shtiva Chayim Olay, and also Rabbi Yochanan in the case of Yadimin, holds the five of them." Tzadah Shlishi, you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, he brings down the first six. He brings down the four of Yechnon, plus Yad Yamin, plus the idea of picking off a tefach from the ground from the Shulchan. Asad reveal the fourth Malach, is coming on Tosfos brought down in the Torah L'chol HaPachas. He says, Be'etzem we hold of everything except for Itur and Ituf. That means we can hold the first four and the last four. But not the case of Itur and Ituf. Those two we're not holding up. And he even fills in, says the Torah from Tosfos, even the Meshaglet to Anshe Beisoi is part of the 10 over here. A fifth Malach, the Torah, he ends up saying, said Lamaisin, the Minigus do everything except for the case of Itur. A sixth Malach, the Torah brings down from the Goinim, it's Machlokes of Yechon in the verse, Rav Ashi and Rav Papa, since the Basroi, Talmidim, we paskin not like a Yechon, so you paskin all 10. So it comes out first among the Rishonim of this memory of Yechon, how do we hold like? There are six different sheets among the Rishonim. Either 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. But six different sheets among the Rishonim, how to extrapolate the Gemara would be known L'maisel. Among the Paiskim, it's not exactly clear how to go. Let's go with the Mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah, make it simple over here. What to do with these 10 over here? So the first four is very simple. Adachah Shtiva Chayim Molei. The mice is Me'ikra Adin. Hagam the Mishnah Berurah writes of cotton tests. It's not Ma'akiv. That means you don't do it. You know, a Mavayish person doesn't do it. You leave it as is. That means the first four is Me'ikra Adin, but again, it's not Ma'akiv. The Mishnah Berurah writes of Sifkon Chof. The last four, meaning from Sifdalin onwards, his words are Hid Mitzvah Lechadchilo. It's a Mitzvah Minam Mumcher. That means the last four, the idea of taking it with two hands, putting it in your right hand, picking up a tefach, and having your eyes towards it, not to be Sech Das. The last four, which one understands, is a Mitzvah Minam Mumcher. The two in between Itur and Ituf, the way Mishnah Berurah comes out by Ituf, he quotes the Magar Vamf the Bach, it's a year of Shemayim. Yeshimam should go do that. In the case of Itur, I don't see it brought down the Mishnah Berurah. Magar Vram does bring down appealing Kubalim to also do that. Maisa the Mishnah Berurah is not brought down. So it comes out of the 10 according to the Mishnah Berurah, the first four is Me'ikar Din, it's not Ma'akiv. The last four is Mitzvah L'chadchila. The case of Itur is Yerushimayim. The case of Itur is not brought down. Now once we have this Kolom over here, what case we're discussing? The most word is Kushal Bracha. What's the Kushal Bracha? Shirashi in the Sugya of Bracha says right away it means a Birch Zamazin. It means our Sugya. Taisha says that way, the Rambam. And that's how it's brought down by us, the Shulchan Aruch. The case over here is by Kushal, is a case of Birch Zamazin. Why not Kiddush? Why not Abdullah? Why not other cases? It says in Makar Chaim, the Chavasir, about 400 years ago, says Be'etzem, it applies to everything, but not all cases apply to all situations, except by Berch Samozin. You want to tie it by Kiddush and Abdullah, it's not shaykh to Mekabel from somebody. By Berch Samozin, you're giving it to someone to do Berch Samozin. So he's going to be Mekabel it. You give it to him, and then he puts it in his right hand. Mashenki Kiddush and Abdullah, it's not shaykh to a case to be Mekabel it. By the Arba Kleesis Belela Seyd, he says, not shaykh to go send it to your wife. Right? She drinks, and he drinks. Each one has his own case. So the reason why Rashi took Dafka Berch Samozin, that's shaykh all 10 cases. And therefore, the Divrei Nechemya in the back of the Gemara, all Gemara, is to bring down Lav Dafka Berch Samozin, means all cases. And therefore, the Hilchos Kiddush is brought down by the Rambam and by the Mechaper. Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, he says, you want to know what the loch is? He says, first of all, you have to have a Kleesis Molay and Shabbos. And all the lochas, toin komash, toin kleshu bech samozin, ayin, our sugar kuf bei gimel. It's interesting, he brings out one example in Kiddush, on Shabbos. The example he brings down is kleshu moloi. If you look around over here, which case did the mechaba leave out? The mechaba left out moloi. The more brings it down. Now moloi is divided in one of four cases. Atochos tiva chaya moloi. So don't tell me he left it out because he doesn't hold of it. He holds it by the case of Kiddush. He brings it down over there. It's not bring down over here, only the Mo'i. You should wonder why that's so. But in Hilchos Kiddush, he writes, what's the lacha, the gate to Kiddush? That's all the lachs in the gate over here and the case of Kleis Mo'i. So it comes out, Pashas, this halacha over here, applies by Kiddush, by Abdullah, Berch Samozin, the La Seder, Kleishal Bracha, Loshon HaGemar, but all Kleishal Brachas applies to. Once we have it applied to all cases, and we have these 10 cases over here, we have to now explain each one what they mean. So let's go through each 10. The first two is Adocha and Shtifa. What does that mean? The Gemara explains for us, Baruch Hashem. Adocha means Bifnim, and Shtifa means Bechutz. Meaning you have a cup, you have to wash the inside and the outside. What's the reason? The way the Mechaber says is very simple. Shpinokim v'shura cases. That means when people drink, there's leftover back inside the cup, the backwash. Therefore, you don't want the peaches left behind. It's not night. It's inside the broch over here. Therefore, you should make sure it's knocky from that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even if it's knocky from that, it still is nice to wash that. Make sure it's knocky v'tzach. That means, on the page of Kol Pach, as it comes out, if you have a clean cup, there's no need to do shtifa v'adocha. That means, says the Chodesh Shani, let's say, for example, last week, Motzei Shabbos, you washed the kais, comes now, a week later, and you want to use the kais, Medina, no problem. Friday night, you wash out the kleis. The next morning, you want to use the kleis without washing it. Not the inside, not the outside. No problem. Unless you put a kleis in a place in your cabinet that's dusty. If dust comes sometimes in the night, so then you wash it out. But otherwise, you say it on the page of Shulchan Aruch is why it's not being noki v'tzach. If it's noki v'tzach, l'maisa it's beseder. Do not need more than that. However, off the page, kamul numus achreinim, the coming up here, the Zohar and Pasha Pinchas, Benister, Hidden Mitzvah. I see numerous people, they take the cup, and they'll still wash it, the garment's clean. Therefore, the Chashukhan brings down the Pin Desire, and the Kabachayim brings down, others bring down, and the Lakhtun, like bringing down this Indian over here. Still, a person should do Shtifa Nadocha. You see, a lot of times people have a cup, they'll anyway take it, go to the sink, and wash the inside and the outside, saying, build upon our Sugya, there's a mile of it, still a Benister to go wash it out. Now, once we have this Halacha of making sure it's clean, happens sometimes, especially by Kiddush, person comes to make Kiddush. He drinks, he has some yayin left over, next person wants to go make Kiddush. So besides the sugya of being pogum, you pour back and forth, is it inyan to in between people to go wash out the kais? Should a person do a case of a dochon shtifa? Because now there's, so it wasn't clean, it's not noki v'tzach, it's not spotless, there are droplets of wine over here. Is it inyan now to go wash it out? So, Dir should send you first a sugi and tof ayin gimel by the sugi of Leila Seder. Over there we have one kais, we drink. Then we have a second kais. Do we wash out between the first kais and the second kais? Says the Mishabuha over there, according to the grass and the Eliyabo, the Maisel, we do not need shtifa, because we already did it before the first kais. Since before the first kais, we already did that dochon shtifa, therefore the second kais is really just continuing for the first kais. Therefore, we do not need to do our dochon shtifa. Therefore, you'd argue the point, say the same thing over here. What's left over by Kiddush Shabbos morning? Kiddush Bracha, Kiddush, a mitzvah. So what are you doing now? The drops going inside your cup. You already had a shtifa before the first person made a bracha. Should be beseder. lemaisa yesh l'chalek harbei. Because bishleima, it's first of all arba krisis. It's all one mitzvah. Then ma'akiv and arba mitzvah in arba krisis. You have to have all four. You have to be krisis on and off. Void by arba krisis, it's your drink. Here it's different mitzvahs. Somebody else's drink over here. It could be a right one to another. I'm being a right for carrot. What's the halacha between the second and third krisis? Over there, Mishmur Tov Ayin Tes, he brings down the Eli Rab and the Graz, the same people. Say, if I care between the second and third place, you had a cup on the table, Purim fell inside over here, Avadi should wash it out. Why? You have things left behind, it's not nice over here. So, again, it sounds like a person should wash it out, mitzvah the Sugyo, of it's not nice. The fact that there can be things left behind, especially the Lochet Simon Kuf Ayin says that people should be Machbid, the idea of having somebody else drink from the cup, each drink from the same cup. So, maybe you should wash it out. And therefore, the Ishmael Shalom Zalman, he said, you're supposed to wash it out. Chaim Kanievsky, he said, Ulai, he says, if there's a little bit of wine, yes, wash it out. And droplets, not to wash it out. But the floor should be the same sugya. Just like when you, for your own self, wash out left over the week beforehand, sending someone else in a case, Shalbrach, and he drank from it, should also wash out in between. Now, Lamaisa, yesh, yesh. It's clear, you look around, some people do, some people don't. It really seems to me that what they do is really depends how close is the sink towards the cup. If it's right there, they go to. Otherwise, you know, the loch is not ma'akiv. It's certainly not ma'akiv. That's clear. So not ma'akiv. Depends how much of a tircha. Leave it as is. Well, otherwise, I think if he swar shibai, the chor from one place to the next person making kiddush on the kaish, person should wash it out. Fine, that's first to our dachon shtifel. The second, third thing is the case of chai. Now, Chai, there seem to be six mahalcha among the Rishonim, four of them brought down on the page of Shulchan Aruch. First, the words Chai, the simple understanding, the Rashi and Tosfos' first pshat, is Chai, is undiluted wine. They do not put any water inside, it's fresh wine, that's very strong over here. That's a kimto. The kash is, we learn the Gemara daf Nunam and Beis. We too, we had a machleks over there, Chachomim and Rebbe Lazar, if you make a bracha bari pi agofen, the Gemara on further and saying Moide Chachomim by Koshal Bracha Abad Shadam Avorach until there's water inside, until you dilute it and make it not as strong, make it more right to be drunken. So I'll come out over here that a person should Betzem put water inside inside the Koshal Bracha. So Betzem Rashi really bothered them this question in Tosfos, and they say it means you put in when it's chai, and then you mozug and you pour inside water when it's right away miyad. So you put in chai, and miyad you put inside water. One malach. A second malach. The way the Rif understood, you put in chai, and then by the brech sa'aretz, when you get to over that situation, by the second bracha, then you put inside over there water. That's how the Meister and Rav Bingzan, Machav Bingzan, this anoga, that you put in chai, by brech sa'aretz, by the beginning, then you put water inside. The Meister and Rav says, the truth is Machaber, Rosh Yishoimim, the Meister would not know Bizmanenu, could do this thing over here. Because our yain is not so chazak, and therefore we're not going to put water inside of Bech Sa'aretz. However, the Mishmur does bring down from the Beis Yosef that the Api Zoyer, the Beis Yosef brings down, the Medrash Nelam, the Rus, Api Gabbala, a person should put in droplets before Bech Sa'aretz. Therefore, you usually see more by the Chassidim, by the Rebbes, by Bech Sa'aretz, they put in some droplets inside based upon this Mishmur, based upon this riff over here, shot in the Sugyo. The Maisa Amoy Nam, as far as I see, do not do it. As Rav himself says, Lamaisel, we're not knowing in Beila Arutzos. So we have one malach over here that you put in mamish chai wine that's undiluted. A second malach brought down by also Rashi and Tosfos. It means yain that's fresh from the chavis. The case over here meaning they do not pour and wait, and you agav had on the table. It's fresh over here. That means the Rav says lav dafka from the chavis, even from the kankan, even from the barrel, it's a shame bracha. So the kosher bracha. That means, let's say a person some poured for the meal, and then you say, you know what, I'm going to use it to make a kiddush upon it, or do bechs and mosin on top of that. That's a baya, mitzvah the sikh of Yav Chai. Chai should be something fresh, made specifically, poured specifically for the bracha over here. The third malach, the way how the Rishonim bring down for the remainder of time, has to be a case of mosig ve'ein mosig. They're coming from that the word chai by the sugya ben Sarah Mara, the eighth parak in Sanhedrin, is that ben Sarah Mara has to be, have yain chai meaning, says Rishon, the Gemara over there says, you pour in a little bit of water, it says ke'ein chai, but not mamish chai. So here when it says chai means mozik, but ain't a mozik. And therefore, afterwards, a person by Bechta Orch will add in some droplets over here.
They point out very important yesterday from Bein Atam, is that we see over here that something mozik in the mozik, you add in a little bit more before Bef Sa'aretz, is nechel negeda amalai, says the Bein Yonah. Now how is it nechel negeda amalai? The brach has to be amalai over here. So the brach says a chiddush, it means ruba kikulai. That's nechel negeda amalai. Ruba kikulai. Maisa Bein Yonah says, as long as we see it's not chosra kol kach, that's nichel get a molly. We try to get to the definition of molly, but comes out that you saw in the Shartzim exam, in this Rebbeinu Tam, molly does not mean full mamish, it means ein chosa kol kach. The fourth pshat in the case of Chai is what Rebbeinu Tam began to say for Yosher. I'm not sure why they should have Rebbeinu Tam's over here, what's that go over here, but there's a fourth pshat to Rebbeinu Tam and say for Yosher. He says the words of Chai means kois sholim, a complete kois. As the Olim knows from Baba Kamal, being the second parrot, over there says, Shirosan Zubi Sosan, when you break a kli, that's Misa. So if that's his death, so Chai means, when it's not broken. That means the whole idea of Sif Gimel, where's the Makar Kli Shalom? The Makar is from Loshna Chai in the Gemara. Chai means something that's not cracked, has no holes inside. If you're living, you have life over here. That means you have something complete over here. Live a life, you have to live a complete life over here. Being Shalom, that's Chai. Now, what that means, the get over here, the Lita will get Sif Gimel over here. We have a state over here of Kri Shalom. The mice is brought down again by the Ramah over here. The fifth pshat over here is a Sefer Batim, example from the Raivit, it means Chai Lafuke Mavoshal. Sefer Mechtim, example from the Raivit, it means Chai, do not tell me it means Lafuke Mavoshal. So I'm not sure the two of the Raivits over here, but the Achron discussed is Chai coming Lafuke Mavoshal or not. Meaning, we know already, we discussed already twice. First of all, can you make a bracha of Bari Piyak Ofen and Yain that's Mavoshal? So that we saw in the first Aloch and Sim Reish Beis, Sif Aleph, the Repaskin come out like Ovi Shainim, not like the Rash, then Yain that's Mavoshal, we do make a bracha of Bari Piyak Ofen. Negeh to Kiddush, the Loch and Sim and Ayin Reish Beis, Sif Ches, do you make Kiddush of something that's Mavoshal? That the Merchaba is a Stav Yesh Oymim, Repaskin cool like Mosu Shainim, the Gamma Samachloikis, the Yavim says, the idea of Kiddush should be doing in the Mizbeach. Therefore, by Mizbeach, the Machmor, on the case of being Mavoshal, therefore, those who are being Machmor also on Shabbos, to make sure of Yain that's not Mavoshal, or most grape juices are Mavoshal, they should get the grape juice, the Kedem one, I think it's a glass bottle, a thicker one, is not Mavoshal. Besides, they get the Milo of the idea of not Bayam Sasugi Mavoshal. That means if you understand that you said over here, Chai, being Mavoshal applies to Kiddush, Afuke that, so come out a Makar besides the Rambam, is Dermel Mizbeach. Noch makar why a person should not use Yayim Mavoshal on Shabbos.
Pasteurization is
Mavoshal? So there's a machlokes in general of pasteurization is like Mavoshal, and there's a question that applies the same thing to get to Sugya Kiddush or not. Is that the same you say to that? Yes, 100%. Yeah, the Seder is brought down, but yeah, much more. A sixth pshat, there's a Sadia going that's brought down. He holds the idea of Chai means be lucky with be clear and nice wine over here, but not that wine that has pieces of dirt inside, be a clear wine. So again, so we have six Mahalchim, four of them the Meister brought down on the page. The idea over here that is supposed to be Chai Mamish, that's one thing that's brought down by them all when the Meister went out. The second shot that's supposed to be fresh, the Moss says be fresh from the Kankan. The third shot over here, Mozik, but ain't a Mozik, that's brought down on the Shahid Sian. And the fourth malach of Kri Shalom, that's been the next halacha, Sif Gimel over it, could be six Sif Gimel. Fine, the fourth thing over here, we have Shtifa Chai, we have a Docha, Shtifa Chai Amalei. What's the definition of the case of Amalei? So, first, it was very clear, when a person does the idea of Amalei, says the Bereichanon, Noisli Nachla Blimitzarim. You want to get rich, people are looking for schoolers for money, Ashiris. More is very clear. You have a kli smalay, nachal b'liv mitzorim. More being that a pasuk, mola b'yach Hashem yom v'dom yirasha. Says Tosi explains. So said Rosh. What's the extra yud and the extra hay? Why? Because yud is for olam haba, the hay is for olam hazer. Because so are lomim. Therefore, the Gemara goes on further. Zeichel v'neichel shnei lomim. You get two words: olam hazer, olam haba. Now, how what that works? I in the svarim, but my said it's clear that you have a kli smalay zeichel. To the Ashiris and to Olam Haba. So a person should make sure he has Kli Smalay. Now, Lalocha again is not brought down by Mechaba over here. Hagam and Elkis Kiddush is brought down. And therefore, the Chod is the same Sugya. The more over here also brings down, we have to have a case of Kli Smalay. Now we all want a shiris. So what's kalis malay? What's the definition? So the way the Torah says kapashtis means malay kol gadaisav, means it's full to the top, all the way to the top. That's lumais and losh of the Ramah. Sorry, malay kol gadaisav, the whole entire brim, right, the whole to the top. And that's how the Ramah brings down the losh of the Torah. The Lavosh goes this way, the Yavits also goes this way. They say it has to be mamash to the top. Atzal Hasheni, Kamal Rabbeinu Yoina, and he points out from Rabbeinu Tam, he said beforehand, that he understands the sugya over here is mazik in the mazik in the mitzvah more by Bechsa Oretz. Says Rabbeinu Yoina must be that until the top, Molei, means she'ena chasa kokak bebracha, when he leaves space in between, they can add in by Bechsa Oretz. Means a little, meets the top, but not all the top, enough they can add inside. And that's what the Shai Tzim examines. He says, a raya from this Rebbe Tam, it does not mean mamish to the top, it means what the oil calls to the top. There's a long Taz over here. At the end of the Taz, we're discussing a different point, at the end of the Taz discusses, I see numerous people over here, they come along and they don't do a case of Mali. He says, why, were they coming from Lachur? Because if so, they have Mali mamish, will spill, lead a case of Bezayin, Emavina la Eichlin, or go on top of food over here. And therefore, it seems to be to Malamed or understand the state of the Mahalach Le'ilam to not have a mamash at the top, doing a mitzad, a sugya b'zayin of Hefsel over here. And therefore, the Makor Chaim moves down that way, the Graz mitzad that way, Chol Shmuel, Kaba Chaim. So, Mazam should not bring a chloriah. The Gemara and Daf Mem Bei says, by Koshal Bracha, we do not have to worry about Netzitzis. Not Shchirch to have droplets come out from it. You have to the top, it's very shkirk to have in Tzaitzis. Elamai, we see clearly from the Gemara, the definition of Molei does not mean top, it means, well, Ilm calls Molei. And therefore, the newest price can go this way. Now, what is the definition of what the Ilm calls Molei? It's one you can say, you go to the shekel store over here, where you get a cup of Coke, and you want to get a full cup. So, most people are getting a full cup, but they leave. Drop a space over there. Now again, some people get less than that because they don't care, they don't want the whole cup lav dafka. Some people get overspilling because they don't care about their cheretz. But most people do care and they get kamat to the top. That I think is nichol amala. Your person says, I got a full cup. That's a full cup over here. The Yisrael Chaim Kanievsky wants to get there. He said, Dova Mosh in Nikakokach. The person sees a full cup. Ain't even the autumn. That's nichol together of a full cup. Allah, what to go do, Maisa Al Rabbi Mishmur, the being on 2 days. To the Malcolm on Klayasol. Those who hold the Maisa do Molly Mamish, they want to say, Zechel Shay Nachlois, or the Mahabal, or the Mahaza, Ashivis over here, in both worlds, all the same Akarit, the Taz, Bezoy, Hefzit over here, no need for it, and therefore they do Kain the top. And Uncle Shaynus and Klayasol, what is the definition of Molly in Chazal? They do say, but let's say you have a couple over here that do not have enough Yayin. Can you make a bracha on a Kais that's missing Yayin that's not Molly? The first rule is clear, it's Nama Akiv. Which Shmuel says, the contest, Nama Akiv. But let's say you want to fill to the top, you don't have wine. What's the option? What to go do over here? So one option is to add in water. Now to add in water, we discussed one time that by wine, it's much easier. Depends how much water is inside wine. By grape juice, a lot of places can say you should not add in any water inside. You'll buy take away the bracha shavai. Again, most places can say you can add in water as long as you have grape juice inside. So some people do not want to add inside water. So they say over here, first of all, the halacha is that as long as you have a revius of yain, whatever you add inside of it, say, if you have less than a revius, you'll buy up and say, you don't have the shear shavai. So you have a revius. What you go do, the mishmur at the end of the last siman said, you put the bread inside. Mishmur said, not a couple of pieces, that's bezayin. One piece of mice is not a problem. Now, to us, I think having bread inside is a bezayin. It falls apart. Maybe they mean a case of pita, won't fall apart. Maybe it's less than bezayin. They say, practically bezmanazer, they say, put an ice cube inside. Ice cube will lift it up. The drops that come off won't be by it, even in the case of grape juice. Let's say put in sugar, the cube of sugar inside. They did ask Moshe to put the cork inside. That Moshe said, that's a bezayin. I'm not sure why bread is not a bezayin. Cork is a bezayin. Could be things change upon societies. Maisa, you let it fill up and make it go to the top. It should not be a baya to make it the mila of mali. Again, if you can't do that, it's not makim. But usually, most times, you can put an ice cube or sometimes water inside to get the mila of mali.
Ice cube is close.
It floats, but it weighs things down. Even though you have buoyancy, but still it pushes things down. But that's fine. The example of an ice cube is brought down by Moshe, brought down by Eider, all this farm, they bring down. That's their example. Of some bottom. Now, we're saying in Malay, by what part of the bracha is that be Malay? Water? So again, I said, by yayin, you can put in water. By grape juice, most places can say you also put in water.
Depends
those who are mafaksik upon that.
It depends on me.
Yeah.
So Malay is like 2 centimeters of the top of
Malay, 2 centimeters?
Yeah,
it's
like normal.
No, normal means by all the shekels. So, no, that 2 centimeters is not by gold. No, no. 2 millimeters, not centimeters. No.
He's American, he doesn't know the
difference. No. Nicker Kolkach. That's the definition. Well, it's not Nicker Kolkach. Person sees when you have 2 centimeters, it's like. It's not full. It's to the top. It's almost to the top.
Full cup of wine, which is a half a glass. The full cup of beer, which is the full pilibatum. The full cup of water, which goes to the bottom. Everything gets a full classification.
No.
Is different. If you go to a restaurant and get a cup of wine, and you have 4 cups of wine, it's a half a glass.
Depends
that's
what,
a full glass.
Okay. I don't know what restaurants you go to. But depends. Because those restaurants, they give you a piece of meat like this also, the Yotam restaurants.
No,
you go to the Yeshiva restaurant, they give you a
full
Kiddush
is full. Full Abdullah is overfull.
No. By Abdullah is special luck to overfull.
I know, but I'm trying to explain that full is relevant. And what you're drinking. Most people don't drink a full cup of Coke.
No, because people don't drink a full because they don't need to because they're not buying by the cup. Because they have a bottle there and they pour themselves 5 times. But let's say you're only getting 1 full cup and you're thirsty, what would you do? You fill it to the top. And you take him to the store afterwards. Just watch what they do. You'll see. It's right here. So. Fine. Now, what's mad that people, I mean, I've seen especially by all the people. They start Kiddush when it's full, and then by gets more to the end of Kiddush, it's not too full. Especially at Parkinson's, it starts emptying out. When's the side of being full? So the Bachacha, the Ishla Ram over here, already starts off, says the Ikkur is by the beginning. They said Echonami, if you can by the end, add in. I've seen numerous people, they add in, they should add in. That's a better thing you'll do. Agam, the Ikkur is in the beginning. The Ishpam Kidevki said also that the Bashashtiya, you should have a full kais. Agam, the ikkel chur is in the beginning.
You had the wine that fell out of that.
Yeah. You can, if you want.
So you see some people that bad golf.
I'm sorry. Yeah, also Bashashti at the time says. The ikkel is at the beginning, and also, Chaim says, you do it also Bashashti.
But
Sif Gimel
is
a lot. Some people, yeah, they add in because.
Okay.
Sif Gimel is a lot of having a Kosh Sholem. Now, again, Kosh Sholem is interesting. The Mamachim for that is, it's one of the 6 Pshatim in Chai. So, Rebbe Tam, one of the 2 Rebbe Tams, a lot of Chai. If you have to have a lot of Kosh Sholem. Now, once you have a Kosh Sholem, the main shell Lim discusses is what about a paper cup? Can you make Kiddush on a paper cup? So there are 3 svaras among the Achronim why Maisin there's a problem. One is Minchas Yitzchak and Shuman Chelek Yod. He brings down from the Samar Rebbe that he said Mitzad Suga of Tumah V'Tahara, the Suga of Kalim, something that you throw out is not a Kli. Not the Chesaron is not a Kli Sholem. Nishkein Kli. Let me throw out. One, the fundamental understanding is first you have to have a Kais. How to have a Kais is different halachas. We have to have a Kais. And therefore, they bring down the stifle of the Benu says Mishnah Klayim, and the Dain Weiss Jewish says the sort of, you do not need Tefillas Kalim based upon that because you're throwing out over here. And the Chodashani, Shagamaya, Knei Boisim, they come along Leitaino that the fact that it's being thrown out is not a Kli. 1 Malach over here. A 2nd Malach and a 2nd Baya, come along Moshe and Shuvan Archaim Chelik Gimel. He says the Chesaron is what? A Loch over here, Kais Shalom. A Kais Shalom, but Esther was that you have a complete Kais. What does that mean? You use it constantly. If you use something once in a while, that's a Kosh Shalom. Kosh Shalom you use all the time. The fact that you're using it only hour and you can throw it out, it loses the might of being Kosh Shalom. Voidi says maybe that's even worse than we have 3rd Svara. It's not a Kli Choshev. The whole idea of having a cup over here is to match of the Bracha and having Kli Choshev over here. It's a Chesaron Kli Choshev. So Moshe has 2 things. Maybe it's a Chesaron Kli Shalom. Voidi Chesaron being Kli Choshev over here. And therefore, those being down to Moshe's Malach or Letzion, Shmir Shabbos being down that way, can the Efki be done? The idea of a Moshe, they want to tie in the Bayam mitzad this Indian. A fourth problem, they want to bring down Stam Zakeli, hit the mitzvah, come on the Debrezino and Shlomo Zalman and the Henke, and they bring down. We have another case mitzad Zakeli. Go use another case. Why using this case for? Obviously, we have four reasons. That the bunch of Afkamim is what the reason is. Is it concerning a case? Concerning a case Shalom? Concerning a Chshivus? Concerning Zakeli? One basic Afkamim. It's worth a lacha by the Tzilas Yadayim. You back? Okay. Fine. One Afkamina is a case of Tzilas Yadayim. If you're the Chsarnik case, so you can use Tzilas Yadayim. If it's Kais Shalom, not Choshev or Zakeli, that's not Bayah Tzilas Yadayim. Therefore, you look over here by Kiddush, most places can have a bayah using a paper cup by Kiddush. Mashenke by Tzilas Yadayim is Machlokes among the Achronim. A lot of places can make a lot of Machlokes, it's Machlokes and Shokel. Because if the Sukkim is a Kais, you need a Kais. If it's the other reason, there's no concern over here. There, by Tzilas Yadayim, there's much more reason to be lax. There's more Machlokes and Shokel over there, what to go do. Now, the Maisa, just to be fair, there are those who say no problem. They bring them Yaakov Nevsky, that was no problem. Since Eliezer, Rav Shamir of Osim, it sounded that way, no problem. But the ik of the Swam seems to be Machmer, especially you have another case, Zekeli, go use another case. Now, I keep saying paper cups. I don't even say plastic, let alone fancy plastic ones. The Shaila is, I think the Adam knows what paper cups are. You go to these, let's say, doctor's office. They have a water machine, and then these paper cups. So we go to the dentist, it's a paper cup. Right? Those are really flimsy, they fall apart, they chop on me, they get thrown out. Our plastic cups can be used over and over. You can wash them out. You have them for a meal for an hour or two. And the fact that we're throwing them out is not because they're not going to be used over, just because we have other cups. Example, let's say you had 1,000,000 shirts. So you put on a shirt for 2 days, you throw it out. And you put on a shirt for 2 days, you throw it out. Except, we don't have 1,000,000 shirts. But not that if you throw it out, now your shirt's not a shirt, it's not a clee over here. A shirt's a good shirt. You throw it out because you have other shirts. Yeah, throwing out the plastic cup, you have other cups, why not? But by etzim, the cup's a good cup. So maybe the Yishlach Chal between a plastic cup and a paper cup. So the Maisa of Simcha Bonham says he asked Moshe this question. And Moshe said, no, not to Machalik. The same sugya, the Maisa, you're throwing it out. The Maisa is not choshev, it's not like a real cup. Do not be mechamp in a plastic cup in the case of a paper cup. Again, I do see the Ma'or Shabbos. They quote someone who is a Moshe said it is to Mechalik. My son, similar to the bottom, says not to Mechalik. They say Liashiv, River Zephayim, Dovin Feinstein, they say my son not to Mechalik. Both are a problem. Not only that, the Dovin Feinstein says, Mitzal, even a styrofoam cup is the same problem. Styrofoam cup, you have your coffee inside, the same issue. You drink it, you throw it out. You have a problem there. A Sada Shani, we'll get to that. The Ma'or Shabbos, Chelatal says he is Dain Fisher. A Dain Fisher, Chelatal said, for a Moshe meant paper cup. Plastic cups should be no problem. Betzim is a good cup over here. The Issachud Hashani, also he said, the fact that we don't wash the after, you're a little bit lazy. But otherwise, Betzim is a good cup. Kaim Knievsky wants tying up paper, no plastic, yes. So this is Shiloh to Mechalik. The Main Am, they point out, you start clearing the Svaras over here. Mitzad to Mavatara, maybe it is a clean, not sure. Mitzad, the lack of Chshivas, other cups more Choshev. Zakeli, other cups more Choshev. Klisholim, maybe it is a Klisholim. That means some of the parts, as far as might not apply, some do apply, but still it's better to go use another cup. Don't have an option. More of a reason why it'd be some kind of plastic cup, and even that, Yishlaim. The Maisa B'dievet, Kamlo Min Chesitzkok, and he says, according to me, it's a Bayah of a case, even the evidence makiv. According to Moshe, the Bayan Kais Shalom, maybe the evidence not makiv. So Moshe writes, Ula Yesh Lachol. So Dain Weiss, why Ula Yesh Lachol? It's not makiv, a case of Kais Shalom. Says, you know why? Because Moshe has two reasons. Kais Shalom is not makiv. But not Choshev, maybe that is makiv. Yesh Lachol. But as the Moshe comes out, we have different sforas to deal with. Different afkaminas negate the plastic. Could be the very fancy plastic ones. I know Kisar Klang also. What are they used for? So I think they take you maybe Zekeli. Maybe take away the idea of Chshivas. Maisa, at the end of the day, we still throw it out. No one saved to pass that meal. still throw it out. You still throw it out. What? The plastic backers might be better, but still people throw it out.
People do keep it.
They don't keep. No one keeps it.
Yeah, you don't even do.
I'm sorry? No, actually, if you throw it out, you throw it out. Again, it's still better to use other cups, that's for sure. Fine, it is better. Again, you have a choice. Paper, plastic, or the hard plastic, or the fancy ones. Of course, the hard plastic is better than the regular plastic, which is better than the paper. But still, the best thing and the correct thing, I think, is about it as a real cup. That's a, it's a real kosher shalom, a real sheep's over here. Now, there's a shayla. What about kleis inside a kleis? A cup inside a cup. So the ma'amachnis is brought down the Ma'or Shabbos, the Chelik Dalet, and the same Shai Baruch and Perek Vav, they both bring down the Sanhoga. They both are very clear. There's no Makor. Words are minik t'mua. The Ma'amachma bringing it down says they can't figure out any Ma'amachma, any Svara, any reason why to go do that. I've asked people where they got it from, and they say like all Ashkachas. Ashkachas Shul Kulam, everyone does it. Right? Ashkachas Shul Kulam is meaningless. Right? Two cups of Ma'aseh, as far as I know, it's meaningless. There's no reason what we want to be Samech on. And still, no one does it because we eat because Ashkachas Shul Kulam. That means because everyone does it. That doesn't. That doesn't mean anything. Not sure where it comes from.
Plastic
is
in the
backwards,
so it doesn't taste like that.
Still, no. I think not. I don't think you gave much.
Colors.
Yeah, very strange colors. Now, once they discussed over here these plastic and paper cups, they discussed, is there a mile to have a silver case, a metal case, or a gold case, glass case, what to go do? So Maisa is the question behind Knievsky, and he says, Maisa is not brought down, not in the Gemara, not in the Shulchan Aruch, on the page is not brought down. That means beside the locha of Kushal Baruch on the ten in Yonim over here, it's not brought down. Avada like all mitzvahs that came on Veyu. Avada is like all mitzvahs we have, this is the cover of the case is silver. Where's that brought down? That's that came on Veyu. What?
See,
by what case? Okay, now my case is not brought down. Not brought down, not in the Gemara, not in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Taz, not in the Magabram, not in the Mishnah Berurah, not in the Alokh, not in the Shahar Tzir, not in the Aruch HaShulchan. Not brought down. Myself, Vada, the people of the Vanagas want to do a Kol Kavod. Now, I do see by Kiddush, what people do is that there's a plastic cup there. They don't want to make Kiddush, you know, everyone knows not to go do it. So they wait for the one person to make Kiddush on the plastic cup, and then they eat. Or, you know, no one wants to use a whiskey cup, you know, because it's less than a shear and it's not really called anything. You guys are not drinking the shear over here. So no one make Kiddush on the whiskey. It's nice to wait for the Kiddush guys to make Kiddush on the whiskey, and then everyone eats. Now, the Maisa, they point out, building upon a bialocha, similar to Reish Tzadik Vov, bialocha discussing a case over there by Sheikher, that's Chodosh, that you're Machman Chodosh, Yesh V'yesh. Can you be Yetzo with other person with his Abdullah on Sheikher? On his Kiddush, Mishmu wants to know, how can you be Yetzo? On your Tzad, that you're being Machman Chodosh, it's no Abdullah over here. On your Tzad, that you're being Machmer, not to use a plastic cup, but your Tzad not to be Machmer, and not to use whiskey over here, Lechora, for you, if you're saying it's a problem, halacha, avada, you're not eating Kiddush. If you're saying it's only mitzad, the idea of a kosher bracha is the milah shaboy, but the evidence want to be samech on, so fine. Maybe that's why people listen to the other person with a plastic cup. That means whiskey, lechora, is very different than the case of plastic cup. Whiskey, your chumrah is, it's not no Kiddush, and you're eating without Kiddush. Your chumrah by plastic cup is why? Because the maisi, you're missing the inyanim over here. So he missed out the inyan, hence, what you hope, but the evidence what halacha is. The Yevon Dine White said the mice is Nishkin Kiddush. But Moshe says, Ula Yesh Lahakal. But others for us, Zakeli, fine. Go Keshom, fine. But still, that's not the correct thing. Once you be Machma on your case of a plastic cup, Lechor should not listen to somebody else when he makes a Kiddush in a plastic cup. Because according to Dine White, according to Moshe, who says he Yaitso? And he's eating without Kiddush over here. Yeah, right now it would be Brachal Atal. But usually, people don't make Kiddush right now. Usually, they get this from Shabbos morning. Correct. Fine. So these are the first four cases that are Me'ikar Din. Again, Hadacha, Shtifa, Chai, Mole. And in Mole, we have a Sofa of Kri Shalom. The next two is a case of Eter and Itof. Now, what does an Eter mean? So, the Gemara is very clear for us. Bring down Yehuda says he's Ma'atef B'talmidim. And bring down Chizda, he's Ma'atef with Kaisis. Halacha, do we do Eter? The Torah is very clear. He says, "Inob is manazer. We do not do itur." Rishbua, I do not see anywhere. If I don't, please show me where the case of itur is. It's not brought down. That means he left it out. Now, the Maisa, there are those who are annoyed to the act of itur. What does that mean? The going to Maisa Rava twice brings down side by Mechsavos and side by Kishon, side by Abdullah to have cases around. What he would do would have six cases around. As the Chaim says, there can be small cases not to share, and they also do not have, can be empty, no wine inside. Therefore, the grain will put six cups around, small ones, and that was nichel get of eater. Therefore, it's, no, it can be empty, no wine. Empty cups, small cups. Number one, empty. Number two, no share, says the Chaim.
Plastic?
Does not be molly. Now, Maisa, this Anhoga is Kiddur brought down by the Stipe and his family. The Stipe himself did it. The Chaim himself does it. The Chut HaShani says, the Maisa, let's say you have six kids, and anyway you have six cups over there, you might as well get the Eater and put them around the cup over here. Otherwise, if you don't have it that way, so you should leave it as. The Anhoga and Klai Yisrael seem to be, like the Torah says, not knowing that way, and the Mishmur is not bringing it down, and we seem to leave it without this end of Eater over here. Hagam is an interesting Shari Tshuva, Sikot Aleph, begin the Simon, the Big Zound, the Chidah, according to Tver Shmuel on the Rosh already, that L'chol HaPachas don't do the opposite of Itur. What's the opposite? He says, leaving empty plates on the table, that's not nice. To have empty cups around, that's Itur. But to leave around empty plates, that's a chasar, that's a bayah, by Bechsel Mosul. And they say, Dafka, not by Kiddush, because Kiddush, you want empty plates to go eat. Maybe you finish eating, having empty plates, not nice. The Maisa, the seem to be the Bnei Svard take on this concept of Pikabala brought down by the Bnei Shchai, the Kavachayim. Maisa, as far as I see, the Bnei Ashkenaz did not seem to bring down this concept of taking off the clean plates that being makbid before the situation of Yotza Muslims. The next case is Itof. The sixth case in Gemara is Itof. Now, what does that mean? Gemara has either a papa, you wrap yourself up in the talus, or if Asi, you put either a hat or a handkerchief on top of his head. What's the svar behind it? So the way Mashori brings it down, he says, Nichol is sugar of Hikoyin. We know the Lachat Simon Tzadik Aleph and Arachayim, by davening, Hikol HaKosecho, Nikos HaLakecho, before you prepare yourself for davening, Shemuchab yourself, Atzeimon Yira for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here also, we should equate the two sugars, just like by davening, everyone wears a hat and jacket. You also, if the Muslims, you should wear a hat and jacket. Now, I'd like to divide up in really two sections over here. Number one, a hat. Number two, a jacket. And also, number one, with the kais, number two, without a kais. So first, let's start with our sugya, a case with a kais. We are discussing the ten halachas, the get to with a kais. In the case of a kais, should you person wear a hat, should you wear a jacket? Two different cases over here. So the halacha is clear, the mechaber is not bringing down. The mor is not bringing down. However, the magavron brings down from the bach, a year shemaim, should be machmer, and wear the case of a hat. That's, again, start first with the hat. Person should wear a hat. Now, it's lost is Yir Shemayim. That means we know the first four is the Iker. That's Mikadin. This is Yir Shemayim. Brought down by Kamat all the Svarim. Ali Rabo, Mam Yabayim, Kishonor, Chesel Alofim, the Archa Shulchan, the words of Mishabur, the Novel, Kayim, the Klaisel, to wear a case of a hat. And therefore, this title of Shalom Bezalmin, the Oratian, Shemir Shabbos, the Biashim, and all the Malak to bring it down that way to wear a hat. Say the Bracha, the same Bracha, Liquid Shabbat, Piskin Shuvas, we wear a hat. Now, a hat, everyone seems to have lost the Yir Shemayim. By the case of a jacket, they seem to switch the lashon around, some of them. The words, by the Magavam, when he brings out the Bach, he says both of them a case of Yir Shemayim, Yir Nizer. Bizar and this ending over here. However, the way how the Eliyabo and the Graz brings it down, Yish Medaktikim. The way the Mishbu brings down, Yish Noigim. The way the Achashogim brings down, Loi Noigim. Fine. Sloy Ina, we don't do it this way. So it comes out that a hat ever brings down Yir Shemayim. By jacket, those who do, some don't, Yish Bedaktikim. And what's going on over here? What's Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah says that a person puts on a hat, and Yish Nagim put on the case of a jacket. What's the side? Instead of a Zayis Bracha, it seems to be, and he points out clearly from the Lech HaShulchan, in society, some people wear a hat without a jacket. If today a person walks around with a hat without a jacket, you'll be strange. Muzar. I said, our people over here walk around a hat without a jacket. It'll be strange. You either take off your hat to put on a jacket. Therefore, it says v'zayis habrocha in the Mishnah Berurah, a hat and jacket are equal. That means I know certain people like telling me they put on the hat without a jacket. Why Mishnah Berurah? It's hard to understand why should that be. The Chura, as the Zayin Baruch points out, today a hat without a jacket is a little bit strange, and therefore it should be the same halacha. The machmir for a hat should be machmir the case of a jacket. Mishmur is the same time as the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, and the Zayin Baruch points out, that people would wear a hat without a jacket. That was the minhag. Today no one will do that way. So you wear a hat and a jacket. So first it comes out to get with the kais. What's the better on Hogo, a year Shemayim, to wear a hat and a jacket? Now, without a kais. The question is, where they're coming from to wear a hat and jacket without a kais? The Chor, we're in the middle of the sigil here, of the 10 things, but kais shel bracha. So, if you look in the Shlon, Numas Achoinim, there really are two separate sugyas why to wear a hat and jacket. We'll get to the Lochan Sivches and Sivtes, Beresham today, the end of the Simen. Over there, they're being down Nochan Inyan, the person, when he said, Bechsa Mosin Sham Emo. The Alocha Bechsa Mosin is like Mil Shmona Esrei. Be a Machloikit, be Ikugin a Paskin, the Klon Negate to Shmona Esrei applied to benching. The same time as you last speak by Shmona Esrei, you last speak by benching. Seem to be a lack of idea that people seem to interact one with another during benching. Would you do that during Shemana Esrei? Avada not. Be'ik, we equate the two sugyas. We equate the two sugyas. Just like by what's the loch of person by benching, by davening, would you put on a jacket of Adiyah? There's even a mavuch among the Achorin, we have a choice to dav b'yachidus with a jacket, or dav the minyan without a jacket, what to go do. B'chalik is among them, the swarm is my name, what better thing to go do is. But the Vatican is said over here, standing with the Melah Malchim Lochim, that a person, as a hikoin, they put on a hand jacket by davening. Therefore, here also says that Ulustomin among Giborim, the Kishon Aruch, Mitzadisuk of Amor, put on a hand jacket. Therefore, the Mishmur ends off also, we put on a hand jacket a second time without a kais. Could there be a second reason why to put on a hand jacket? One, Mitzad the Shiva, the Kaisal Bracha. A second thing, Mitzad Amor Shaboy. Mitzad was Lo'imel Fleamokun. Therefore, the words of Mishnah Berurah, V'chein Nogu Kayim B'Kal Yisrael, Kal Yisrael right now wears a hat. And I point out, when he ends off, he says only a hat, without a kais. Now, first I say that the reason it pashas why hat, because in those days they would wear a hat without a jacket. Today we wear a hat with a jacket. L'chora, the same thing should apply, you should wear a hat with a jacket. Now, some sort of want to quote that there's a Bach in Eli Rabba that says, even a yochid should put on a hat and jacket. Now, the Bach and Eli Rabba say a yochid, they don't say the word b'likais. We mentioned last Chabur, the Bach and Eli Rabba paskins, yochid should have a kais. So there is no right from the Bach and Eli Rabba. The Shavuot is very clear, he says yochid, it ends off for b'likais, one mitzvah the sugya of Emo. Now, once the Shavuot says a hat, the Chur should be a case of a hat and jacket. It should be Maisa, both of them over here. Now, if we understand that's the Yisrael over here, two different Yonim, what about listening to Kiddush? By Kiddush, the person is Mekadosh, he makes, has all 10 halachas, as the Mechab points out, sending us this halacha by Kiddush to the Sugya Mechza Mosin. That means you wear a hat and jacket. Does the Shemayim, the people listening, should they wear a hat and jacket? The ones listening. So the Shmir Shabbat Kilchosta Perek Mem Zayin says, Shmir Ko'ino. They should also wear a hat and jacket. I might have a hard time understanding why. If it's coming to the Sugya of Kaishal Bracha, he has a Kais. He's wearing a hand jacket. Why should the Shemaya have to wear a hand jacket? Elamai, coming into the sugya of Hikoin, by being machmir even Bali Kais by case of a Yochid, but that's definitely equating the sugya of Yechsam Mosin to the sugya of Davening, Shemon Esrei. But none equates the sugya of Kiddush to the sugya of Shemon Esrei. Why do we not equate the two sugyas? And therefore, I see that the Yisrael Biyasha this way. It says, the Maisa, wash the Shemaya and Maisa, have to put on a hand jacket. There's no reason to put on a hand jacket. Therefore, you see numerous people's houses come to my house. There was a Mekadosh who wears a hand and jacket, but I'm not Makbid to tell anyone else to wear a hand and jacket. You don't have to. I don't see any Makar why they should go do that. A guy might know the Shemir Shabbos being brought down by the Piskei Shuvos. Yes, but I'm not sure why should they do that. I don't see any Makar in the Mishmur why they should put on a hand and jacket. They do point out the person, let's say he's in the pajamas, or he's going swimming in his bathing suit, to bench like that. So let's analyze it over here. You should put on your hand and jacket. But the pajamas, you bench. In the bathing suit, you should bench. So they ask from Zalman or Letzia, and they point out the sugya of Vadanat. Madach, you have to mechabit and put on your hand and jacket. The cholapach is from Zalman says when you're swimming, at least put on an undershirt. The cholapach, as he says, you have no option. Fine, you have to bench. You have an undershirt to put on something. Pikoin. Damage one else like that. Vadanat. How can you do that? You're stuck. You're stuck. If you're not stuck about it, you should realize the side over here will get to very important and hug it in benching. Ki'ilu, it has a locha of Shemon Esrei. Now this is sugya benching. What about Me'in Sholosh? You have to wear a hand jacket when you say Al Mechio. So we'll get to Sifu and Bez Hashem, see if that's so or not. Mevuch among the Choynim, built upon the end of the Simon over here. I do see they bring down the Simon Schaim, Yerushchaim, and Zonnefeld. It says all brachas you have to wear a hand jacket. Not clear where it's coming from, why that's so, so severe. Seem to go like this as a bracha. That's not mitzvah hat. You have to have a double, a special covering. Not mitzvah the sugya. Fine. Next Indian, the seventh thing in the Gemara is a person supposed to take it with two hands. Now, Mishmur says from here onwards is only mitzvah to mahadir, mitzvah min mufchar, but the person should be mahadir. Now, the question is, what happens when there's no one to go give him the kais? Is there Indian for a person to pick it up with two hands and put it inside his hand? The point that really depends where the Gersa of the Gemara is, the Rambam or the Rashba, the Rosh. Is the Gersa Mekabloi or the Gersa Noitloi? If it's Gersa Noitloi, you pick up two hands and then you put it in your right hand. If it's Mekabloi, you should Mekabloi somebody. Myself, like Yeshua and Mekarchaim, Rishon and Mekarchaim 400 years ago, they point out the reason why I said that Bechsa Mosin is because usually you give me someone to bench. So you pick it up and you give it to him. Mashengin sounds like a Kiddush. A lot of people don't do that. No one gives them the Kiddush over here. Why? Because no one's telling you to go Mekadosh. So you pick up yourself and do it yourself. Well, I'll say the same thing. People pick up themselves, do it themselves. It sounds like it really depends where the Makor of this Indian is coming from. Coming from the Rosh, you pick up yourself two hands, you put it in the right hand. If it's coming from the idea of being Mekabloi, you just pick it up yourself, no one's giving it to you. Different hope is, if you pick it up two hands or not, depends where you're coming from. The eighth din of the ten is putting it in your right hand. Now, you hold it in your right hand, when can you put it down? You put it down after the first bracha, Ali Chasreinu, the whole benching, or after the Baruch Pri HaGofen. So the Shai Tshuv over here brings down, not over here, the Shai Tshuv and Simikuf Tzadi brings down that the Yavitz quotes from his father, the Cham Tzvi, that the people would say to put it down at the end of benching and then pick it up and then make the bracha Baruch Pri HaGofen. And he laughed at them. Why not? You hold the kais the whole time till after Baruch Pri HaGofen. And then you drink. You hold the kais the whole entire time. We're talking about the Archis Chaim, the Kav HaChaim, Rav Vosa says this way. You hold the kais the whole time to after Baruch Pri HaGofen, Chaim Kanievsky. That's how you're supposed to hold the kais the whole time. Basically, look around, it does not seem to be that submitting that way. The minhag seems to be, as the Archis Shulchan brings down, seems to be those who are noigim, who are unnoigim, that people put it down when they hit the Rachman by Ali Chasreini. That's the end of benching. And then they wake. So, the two of them are holding in Klaisel. It seems among the Svarim that the Ikir hold the whole time. The Hogan seems to be like the Orko Shulchan, the Shire Brocho, put it down by Ali Chasreinu. They did ask Rav Osner, according to Yom Mahalach, you have to hold till after Baruch Pri HaGofen. What do you do by shaving brachas? You have to hold it the whole time through all seven brachas and make a brocho by Baruch Pri HaGofen? The other mice says no. You finish benching, then you put it down, you wait through Zion brachas, then you pick it up again. Now, when you hold it in your right hand, how are you supposed to hold it? So the Mishmur brings down from the Shlo, he says the person is supposed to put it in the Kaf Yaminoi, in the palm of his hand, with his fingers wrapped around it. Like this. A lot of people hold a cup like this, and that's how Bortan Shmir Shabbos, others like this. The Magavram goes on further and says it's not Mukhar that way, that's Chat. And if it were Tana, maybe it means, I'm saying the Magavram, meaning holding it with your fingers, not in the palm of your hand. That means you hold the cup like this. Hold it with just your fingers. And the other same kind of the Bavitchers, they hold it in their fingers. Now, there seems to be other Mahalchim in Klal Yisrael. I'm not clear where it comes from to hold a cup like this. I can't really figure out where my Mokhma that is. What? I see. I don't see anyone saying like that.
I'm saying, why isn't that considered palm of
the hand? It's a pikabola. Pikabola says you're palming your hand with your fingers wrapped around it. I see numerous ways how to understand a pikabola, but I don't see anyone. If you maybe I'll show them pictures of it. But there seem to be the swarm. They're like six different ways holding the cup. They do bring down like this, and no one seems to be clear where it's coming from. I'm not clear where it's coming from. I can't find a mind muffler. Should be you should, hand should be underneath. First, you're holding it on your palm, or in your fingers, or other options. But on the side, I'm not clear where it's coming from. Fine, yesh, yesh. Now, if you have a cup with a leg to it, where do you hold it? Underneath the leg, or underneath the cup part? Where do you put? Where do you hold it? So this from Yashiv. Yashiv says it has to be underneath the cup, and therefore you have the leg it has to be underneath the leg with the fingers around it. Maisi Isim Chaim Kanievsky, and he says, no, Masami is under the base where he holds the yayin, and you have your fingers in between the leg. That Maisi is enough over here. Now, I know the pictures of Chaim is not that way. Chaim seems to be, but he has it a little bit on the side, a little bit underneath. So they're being down in the Sefer Ella because the Maisi, he used to hold it underneath. He has less koyach now, so he does it like chetzi chetzi because he can't really pick it up. So don't bring me right from the picture because they themselves write in the Sefer Ella in the picture book in the back. They themselves write over there that Baker he did like the Mishnah Berurah, and then when he got older, he switched a little bit because it was hard for him to hold it. The ninth of Lachli, you have to pick it off a tefach. Now, the Gemara said a tefach from the karkel, you have a shulchan, a tefach from the shulchan over here. Now, when it says a tefach, does it mean from the stem? Or does it mean from the bottom of the cup? So, this already we have a shulchan shloima that says it means from the bottom of the cup. Not from the stem, not all underneath. I don't think it's a stira to a b'yashim, but he says it has to be from the bottom where the yain over here is. Now, the Gemara says you hold it with your right hand. Your left hand can help it out or not? Is a mabucho. It's a shan the Gemara. The Gemara says this is a shiloh. First, it should be machmer and should not be helped out with this left hand over here. Now, we have this over here. You have one hand holding it. It has to be a tefach. Do you count the thickness of your hand? Thickness of your hand. So, my son, the teal of David and the swarming down, you do count it. It's from the cup and not from underneath your hand. The thickness of your hand, my son, you do count. The last thing over here, the tenth thing, is you're supposed to put your eyes to the cup. Now they point out, most of us don't have it by case of benching, you use a cup, but by Kiddush we have a cup. Now the loch is by cup, by Kiddush. Number one, you have to focus. That's hard enough to get your family to focus. Then you gotta get them to focus on the Kershal Yayin, to look at it. Try that one. Now, you're trying to get them not to fight, you get them to focus on Kiddush. Then you have to have a second thing, get them to focus on the Kersh over here. Why? Because it says, not to Messiah Das from the cup over here. At first, about closing your eyes, there are those who bring down to close your eyes, says the Yaivitz already, that's only if you have no kleis, then by benching, close your eyes. If you have a kleis, the correct analogy is to open your eyes and look inside the kleis. Look inside. Now, the shaila is what you're going to do when you have your kleis, look inside, and you have a siddur. By Kiddush, you have really a triple baya. You're supposed to look at the neris, and look at your cup, and by chulin kid say malpeh. Right? So what are you going to do over here? So they get to Neiris, they say, it doesn't mean look at the Neiris the whole time. It means the beginning, in the beginning, before Kiddush, you look beforehand. That's the Neiris. But now, Vechula Kibi Valpeh, and you have a Kreis over here, what are you going to do? So the Chaim says, look at both. Mavaya, and then one next to another, look at both. Maisa, the Yisrael Chaim Bittu Steinberg, he says, a person should look inside the Siddur and go back and forth, and go make sure you look at the Kreis, not to Messiah Das. The way the Piskei Tshuva, when he brings it down, he says, Lamaisa, the whole point to look inside the kleis of the yain is not to Messiah Das. If a person is telling to look at the kleis of the yain and makes them more confused or more less focused, and they seem to be today, get kids to look at something and others space out, one sign that that's why today's day and age people are less being medactic in this halacha or this mitzvah min amukhar, because practically it's not too negayah. But only one time that you're looking at the siddur, you want to, what's the whole point? To focus. You're looking at the siddur, you're focusing, you're looking at the words, you're understanding what you're saying over here. So you want to taino, if you, anything to get you focused on the Kiddush, that's what really wins out. If you can focus on both, kol hakavod. If you can't, whatever works better for you, that's what you should focus during Kiddush, because the siddur is not to Messiah Das from the case of the Kiddush over here.
But if you meet Motsi people, don't you have to say it out of the siddur, then you have to read it from the siddur?
Yes, not you have to. The Vaychul is something, Al Simen Mem Tes is one of the things that Klai don't know about Pe'a Not. The Shmir Shabbat says you say it from the Siddur, correct. So you read from the Siddur, and also you should look at the Kais. If you can, or go back and forth if you can.
You're looking at the Kais, you're not looking at the Siddur.
Back and forth.
That's not getting that
No,
not this. Read the words. Read the words. If you have this issue, you can have them side by side. You can see them both. Yeah, people have two eyes. Right? You don't see mamash in front of you, literally.
Two eyes are divergent?
No, you see both.
I don't think it works that way.
Okay. You have to ask your doctor. Now, here's a Taz and the Mangavim over here discussing this Ramah that says a person should not have a narrow cup. They get involved, long Taz, what you said over here is, the point over here is not to see Dafka the Yain. The point is to look at a cup over here. So Maestro Mishmur brings down the Musa Kodim on the Fakvik upon the Samovir. Then he says, if you have no other option, if not, we get another cup. But if you can get a cup that's not narrow and thin, why not climb the Ram over here? Otherwise, not to worry about this Indian. The Yeshayim of the Gemara, and the Mechaber brings down. Okay.
Here. Is that like a wine bottle?
You don't
have a Becher, use a wine bottle?
If you don't have a Becher, you can use a wine bottle. The Svarim are not too happy with that.
So is that what they're talking about?
No. No, you have cups that are narrow. They're narrow cups. The whiskey cups that are very narrow. Usually they're glass, but the not glass, but see, they're very narrow. Now, the last halacha brought down in Sif Dalet is Yeshayim Meshagel Lishta Yishtishtim Imenu. You send the Kleis of Becher to your wife. Now, everyone by Kiddush, people send to their wives. This is the Shalat Negev, which is a Nida, what to go do. So, first, the Loch Negev, Nida, you not allowed to send her a Kais. There is one Shita that says you can a Kais Shalmitzvah, but Ikkar the Pesuk will not go this way. We will not send her a Kais. So, what to go do? So, first, if you make Kiddush, you put it down, she can take it, no problem. Whatever she drinks, you want to drink afterwards, it's Shir Shtiyah, you pour into your cup, no problem. She can take it. Put it down, she takes. Now let's say you're in your in-law's house, and the shrem makes kiddush. He sends it to you to pass to your wife. So now you're passing it to your wife. They point out you're not passing to your wife. You're just monkey in the middle. You're just the guy passing on what Yishra Israel passed on. There's no halacha but tanita you can't pass on. However, you cannot give it to her in a hand. You cannot put it down in front of her. You put it a little bit away from her. As she knows, as giving her a drink, you're not supposed to put it in front of her. Put it a little away from her. Now they do say, let's say you have 10 people in your family. You have 10 cups over there. How many cups can you pour? You only pour 9 and not 10 because one's going to your wife. So most of them go not like the Bada Shulchan. They point out when you pour all 10, nothing's muchad for your wife. I mean, unless you have a cup over there with a name on it that says this is for this person, this is for that person, since you're pouring 10 cups, it goes to everybody, that's not a problem. Bada Shulchan wants to argue, but Ikkar Svarim say, you're not being miyachid, not sending anything muchad to your wife, that's not an issue. That means, number one, you make kiddush, you put it down, she can take it. You're the monkey in the middle, no problem. Boy, you have 10 cups, also no problem. Last law over here, hey, is that we're saying a person should hold the kaish with his right hand. Says the Mechaber, Yesh b'sho'imah, if you're lefty, the person should hold it with their left hand. Now you get involved with certain people who are lefties and righties, what to go do, depends why you're lefty, why you're righty. Let's leave the halacha simple over here, that the person is a lefty fully. Says the Mechaber, Yesh b'sho'imah, put it in his left hand, because that's his right hand. Halacha, is that true or not? The Maaseh Bnei Ashkenaz follow this halacha. Lavosh, Ravram, Graz, or Choshulchan, and the Svarim bring down the way that they put in their left hand. The Maaseh of Bnei Svarad, they point out maybe it's a serious mechaba over here, and therefore the Vimavucha, Pikabolo, what they'll do. The Svarad do not do it that way. They always leave it in the right hand. The Panishchai, the Kavachayim, the Abiyoimi, the Akhiyoisi bring it down the way. They want Taina, it's better to leave it in the right hand, it's not in the Kabbalah, and not to switch. Fine, Yeshvi, Yeshvi, Svarad, Yon Ashkenazi. Now, Bez Hashem, we're going to finish over the Simin. I know there's not much to finish off over here. Everyone will finish either by tomorrow. Therefore, also the Sea Simon Kufayin Gimel. We skipped that. It's not the Ger, the Shlosha Ochlu, so that's why we skipped it. But the Maaseh, it's a short Simon on the page of Shulchan Aruch. It's a long base Seisif. Maaseh, we're doing it now. It's also the Ger to Shavuos, possible Cholov. That's Lachar Abba.